The rusting holes on the dockside are the first hint of the disaster unfolding in this hillside town. Shipbuilding and maintenance, the industrial lifeblood of Perama, are all but dead. Panayotis Karagiannakis is president of the Dock Workers Union.
These days, the situation here at the shipyard is tragic. Unemployment has reached 90%. Nothing has been done to modernize the facilities here to adapt to the needs of the industry.
In 2010, the main dockyard operations in Piraeus, one of Europe's busiest ports, were sold to the Chinese company COSCO. But Karagiannakis says the workers don't blame the Chinese.
Our problem is not that China implements a shipping policy, but the fact that Greece, the Greek government, doesn't do the same. We have the ability, owning such a vast fleet, to support this industry and promote it. This isn't happening because we lack the political will.
In the maze of streets leading up from the port lies an emergency health clinic. It's run by the Greek branch of Doctors of the World, an aid agency more used to war zones and famines. Dr. Meropi Manteou volunteers at the center.
The greatest problem concerns children. Children who can't get access to vaccinations and who cannot receive medical care. The second biggest problem here is patients who recently lost their health care insurance. They receive prescriptions, but they cannot afford them anymore.
A debate erupts between patients over who is to blame for Perama's plight.
Since 2008, I have been unemployed. I am searching for work like a dog, but I can't find anything. I would even clean toilets, but I can't find anything. I would do it for my grandchildren who are starving.
In their tiny house, Spiridula Firlemi tries to care for her three-month-old son. The ceiling is caving in. Her husband, a plumber, has had no decent work for 3 years.
Now the electricity bill has come. It's 1,250 euros. They'll cut it off. We'll see. Maybe I'll get electricity from a neighbor. I can't leave the baby in the cold.
This is a community that feels abandoned, with no work and no hope. Aid agency Doctors of the World warns this is the start of a humanitarian crisis within the borders of the European Union. Henry Richwell for VOA News, Perama, Greece.